Indigenous peoples had a long history of treaty making before the arrival of Europeans. Indigenous treaty making emphasized mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and non-interference. Treaties were a well-established way to create peace and prosperity, and to share resources. Most, but not all early treaties, were oral agreements. Their contents were passed on from generation to generation as sacred stories. Some of the early treaties were even recorded in physical artifacts, such as the beaded wampum belts of the Eastern Woodlands peoples. The European newcomers to Canada also had a long tradition of treaty making. European treaty making emphasized control and property. Their treaties were written agreements that were enshrined in European laws. Treaties were primarily seen as a way to obtain or cede ownership of, and access to, land and resources considered valuable. In this video, Jim Antoine, former Premier and MLA, and former Chief of the Lidiko First Nation, explains what mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and non-interference mean, and why these principles are needed in Indigenous, non-Indigenous relations today.